to be honest with you, Leah, I just didn't understand why someone like as healthy as me, like I led such a healthy lifestyle. Like I was already eating all of the right foods, quote unquote. Yeah. I was already doing all of the right things, quote unquote. Like I was exercising every day. I was putting in so much effort to my health. It didn't logically make sense for me to be so tired.
Right.
And for me to like not have a libido at the age, like I was in my mid 20s. It's like, what is going on? Like this is, I'm supposed to hit my prime. Prime.
Yeah, totally. Hey guys, welcome here. My name is Leah Van Dolder. I am a registered dietitian, mindset mentor, and motivational speaker. I'm wildly passionate about helping high-achieving women just like you level up your health, your energy, and your confidence so you can feel good in your skin, take more risks, and live a life that just lights you up. I am totally known for my no BS and practical approach to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm the queen at helping you become your own best hype woman versus your own worst enemy. Bottom line, this show is for you if you want to be the chick that gets out of your own way and knows how to confidently navigate through that discomfort of growth so you can take consistent action and be the healthiest, most vibrant, and most powerful version of yourself. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And check out my show notes to learn more about working with me. There's an application link there, or you can check out my website at leahvandolder.com. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Reclaim Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Van Dolder, and I am so excited to host my friend and colleague, Monica Eva. She is a double board certified holistic health practitioner and hormone nutritionist. She's going to be talking with us today all about balancing and rebalancing hormones. A little tip about her too, she's helped over 1,000 women rebalance their hormones through the use of holistic nutrition and functional testing so they can release stubborn weight, regain energy, libido, and return to feeling sexy and confident in their skin inside and out. Like, I'm all fired up from this already. So Monica, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited for us to just dive right in and talk about all the juiciness.
Oh, same girl, same. Well, you know what? Let's get right into it here. I mean, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, that's a good question. So officially practicing since 2018, but I, like the other day, someone said to me, you know, like, how long have you been following what you like, what you preach?
Yeah.
Embodying everything you teach. And I was like, oh my God, it's been over 18 years.
18 years. So you know what you're talking about.
Like I honestly, like I remember when I used to seek out alternative health food stores before they were a thing. Like that's what they used to be called. Like now they're just called like your regular, like basic health food store.
Yeah.
You know, gluten-free, dairy-free. Like there's so many different products on the market. When I originally was dealing with the issues that I was dealing with, I remember having to drive like over an hour. I grew up in the suburb of Burlington, which is in the province of Ontario. And I would drive all the way downtown Toronto to go to this like small little shop in Kensington Market to buy breads that were made without yeast or sprouted like whole grains. Like it was so hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That's such a great segue to in just asking a little bit more about your story. I mean, you've been practicing what you've been preaching for over 18 years. And Monica, do you mind sharing a little bit about how you got started on the journey of rebalancing your own hormones?
Yeah, for sure. So my hormone balancing journey actually started, so it wasn't 18 years ago. It was when I was in my mid 20s, but so I started with holistic nutrition around the time that I was 18 years old. Yeah. I had struggled with like migraines during undergrad, and it was a holistic nutritionist that really was like, you need to cut out all these different inflammatory foods so that your body can heal, because this is what's going on. And so that was great. That solved that. Fast forward, into my mid-20s, I started gaining weight. I started feeling terrible, like to the point where I didn't have the energy to get out of bed. Mm. I mean, I obviously got out of bed because, you know, you have to, like,
you
life
to
is
go to
life.
Work at your high level lawyer gig, right?
Like, you definitely, you know, have to like work and all this stuff. And so I ended up like pushing myself through, but I was just so exhausted and I knew that something wasn't right. And so I went to see my family doctor thinking, you know, what's going on? And there weren't really any solutions for me. She basically tested the blood work and said, everything looks fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, your thyroid is fine. Everything is fine. Like, your vitamin D is good. And I'm like, what the? Something's not right. Yeah. And so that really forced me to kind of go down my own path of just investigating, like, what is going on? So I hired a bunch of coaches. I worked with naturopaths and, you know, no one really said anything about hormones. Like, they just covered like the basic things where it's like, clean up your diet. I was like, I'm already eating such clean food and exercise and this and that. And I just knew something else was off. That prompted me to enroll in holistic nutrition school because it was already such a big part of my life and such a big passion. And it was there that I discovered, like, I had this big aha moment where I was like, ah, I think that I have cortisol dysregulation. So back then they used to call it adrenal fatigue.
Yeah.
They don't call it that anymore. Now it's just called HPA axis dysregulation. But basically all it means, it's just a fancy word for saying your cortisol is dysregulated.
Yeah.
So my cortisol was so high for so long that my body, not that it shut down, but it just, my body stopped producing enough cortisol to meet the daily demands for my life.
Gotcha.
So I entered burnout. This is what happens when your cortisol starts to go, it's from, instead of going high, it goes really low. This, it's basically burnout. It's this exhaustive phase.
Mm.
And so when I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to call the doctor again and go back to this and tell her, I know what's wrong with me. So now what's the solution? And literally when I went back to see her, she looked at me like I had four heads.
Mm.
Because that's not something that doctors address. Burnout is not something they address. Mm-hmm. And so she basically told me that she could put me on an antidepressant, or, you know, I also had like some irregularities with my menstrual cycle, a little bit of PMS there. I told her it was annoying me. And she said we could even do a birth control pill. Those were the two options I received. And I knew that's not the path I wanted to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So after I graduated from holistic nutrition school at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, I ended up pursuing further hormone studies. So advanced hormone studies, advanced gut health. And that's what really got me into the functional testing world. And that's where I discovered, okay, the reason why nobody can help me is because this isn't something they can help with. And it's also not something they can identify.
Okay. So I got to stop you right there because I heard so many amazing things out of that. First of all, really in tune with your own body. You know, like you said, this started in your 20s and you knew, you intuitively knew that something was off with your body.
Yeah.
And second, you're such a great example of being such a strong advocate for your own health.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, Leah, I just didn't understand why someone like as healthy as me, like I led such a healthy lifestyle. Like I was already eating all of the right foods, quote unquote. Yeah. I was already doing all of the right things, quote unquote. Like I was exercising every day. I was putting in so much effort to my health. It didn't logically make sense for me to be so tired.
Right.
And for me to like not have a libido at the age, like I was in my mid-20s. It's like, what is going on? Like this is, I'm supposed to hit my prime.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think another great thing too, that's within that is it's like, we don't know what we don't know. The testing, and it can be so frustrating too, when you go to your doc and you think that they have the answers for you. And I mean, some people would be like, oh, well, okay. Like, I guess I'll just take that for an answer that there's no other testing, because if my doc doesn't know, well, then there must not be anything else out there. And I think that's what's so awesome about this conversation is, and like even knowing you over the last month, Monica, really understanding that there's so much more testing that is available to us and gives us the real deal as to what's going on. So can you tell us a little bit more about, like, how was your mind blown when you got into the world of hormone testing? Like, can you tell us more about that? Like, how did this open up your knowledge and be like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff here?
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a lot of stuff, but it, like, so if we just look at hormone testing for now, because then you can get into like all the other testing and we can touch on that. But really, like, with hormone testing, the one thing that really blew my mind was that, okay, so I have this dysregulated cortisol and how do you test it? And when I found out that it's not tested by blood, and that's like the only way doctors usually test you is by blood, or they'll do urine. They'll collect a urine sample, right? Like, I'm sure you guys have experienced that in the past, but that is not the way to test for cortisol. The way to test for like your active bioavailable cortisol, meaning the cortisol that your body is actually available, that's available to it for use, is through saliva or dried urine. Like, dried urine is basically tells you how much cortisol your adrenals are able to produce. It's what's been metabolized. So what your body's actually used, versus saliva just tells us this is what's actually available in the tissues and the body can use.
Yeah. I have a question too, because with women and our cycles, I'm curious to know, does our cortisol change from week to week within our cycles too, Monica?
Yeah. So that's actually a very good question. So your cortisol actually fluctuates every day.
Really?
So yeah. So in a healthy woman, when you have like a healthy circadian rhythm, so circadian rhythm just means like your cortisol pattern for the day, what it should look like is right when you wake up, it should be like at a decent level. And then within 30 minutes of waking, it should shoot up. It should be at the highest point ever. And this is called the cortisol awakening response. This tells us that you waking up, yes, it's a stressor on the body, but it's a stressor you can handle. Like, this is a proper, healthy reaction to you waking up. You should have so much energy, like ready to hit the ground running.
Okay.
If you don't feel like this, then this is probably a sign that your body cannot meet the daily demands of life. And so as your day progresses, as cortisol naturally is supposed to decline, if it's declining more than it should, you're going to have these symptoms of feeling exhausted, tired, cranky, low libido, and so on and so forth, right? So, I mean, overall, like, your cortisol might be a little bit lower, let's say during your menses, like when you have your bleed. But it's one of those hormones that doesn't alter week by week. The fluctuations happen like all throughout the day.
Gotcha. Yeah. And in that too, I think it's really great to hear. And like, for myself included, is, you know, it is normal and how, like, the normal and healthy cortisol, you know, ride throughout the day, it rises in the morning. That is a normal, healthy response. And as the day goes on, it slowly, like, it just like mildly declines.
Yeah. Well, so from the morning into noon, let's say, like, so 30 minutes after waking till noon, that's when you will experience your biggest drop.
Okay.
But it's still like, you still should have enough levels to get you through the day. Like, you shouldn't feel tired at lunchtime. So don't think like, oh, I'm always tired at lunch. That means like my cortisol is healthy. You shouldn't feel tired. You shouldn't feel tired until like your day's coming to an end.
Okay. That's a good sign. That's a really good sign. So cortisol is a big one in the testing world. And I'm curious too, I mean, this is where my brain goes, but how do you get a dried urine sample?
Yeah, it's so easy. So if you've ever taken a pregnancy test, right? Like, you literally pee on the strip, or you pee into a cup and then dip it in and then just dry the filter strip.
Simple.
It's so easy. So easy. And then same thing. Like, so I utilize the Dutch test in my practice. So
tell even our listeners what that is.
Yeah.
What's the Dutch test?
The Dutch test. This is the dried, well, it's funny because it's called the dried urine test for comprehensive hormone analysis, but it includes the saliva as well. And I mean, back in the day, like, the testing I used to use, you used to have to like spit into a test tube.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore. Like, now you just take a little cotton swab into your mouth. You swish it around in your mouth for it to absorb saliva, and you spit it into a tube, send it off to the lab, and off we know what's going on with your cortisol.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. So that was like one of the biggest things was the cortisol. Like doctors don't test cortisol. And if they do, it's because they're ruling out adrenal disease in your body. And then the other thing too was progesterone and estradiol, the way that it's measured. It matters what time in your cycle, what day in your cycle you're measuring it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it changes.
It fluctuates. Exactly. And so something that, because I mean, I was very, very persistent. I also knew like a lot of information from what I had learned in my experience just in terms of holistic nutrition. So I was very adamant that my doctor test my hormones, like the second time I went to go see her complaining about these other symptoms that I had. And she basically was like, all right, fine, I'm giving in, like, let's test your hormones. And this is when they came back normal, right? Even though like they weren't. Yeah. And what I did, what I realized right away, once I dove into functional testing, was she gave me one requisition and she didn't ask me, what day are you in your cycle? It was just like, here's your requisition, go get everything tested. So I went and got the blood work done, but it's like, it matters where in your cycle you're testing your progesterone. Like ideally you want to test it a week, about 7 days before your expected period.
Okay. And why is that?
Because that's when it's going to hit its biggest peak. And so you want to be able to compare it to when estradiol is supposed to reach its biggest peak as well.
Right. So okay.
When like they're both like at the highest peak. So you can compare it better.
Yeah.
And then estradiol, you want to test this on day three.
Of your period.
Of your period. Okay. So you need two different requisitions, or you need to tell the lab, hey, I'm only doing this today and I'm going to come back on day three of my cycle for the rest. Right. Okay. But if no one tells you that, you're not going to have like a comprehensive analysis of what's happening with your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is that blood tests like the total hormones in the body, everything that's bioavailable. So, and then things that aren't. So you could have these hormones floating around, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're able to be used by the body. So this is where testing your bioavailable hormones through saliva, through dried urine, because then it shows us what your body was actually able to use and metabolize, gives you such a more clear picture of what's actually happening with your hormones.
Very cool. Yeah, it gives you more of a detailed understanding of how your body's using, maybe where it's wasting, or would you say that is, you know, an appropriate word, or?
Not necessarily wasting, but I think it would be more so along the lines of like how it's metabolizing the hormones. So for instance, like, is your progesterone where it needs to be? And like in terms of estrogens, because there's three different estrogens, we usually just look at estradiol, but like estrone and estriol are also very important. And looking at like the different pathways, like once we get into like the hormonal pathways, we can see like, is this a problem down the road? Like, is it too elevated in this area? And now is it, you know, is there going to be like some sort of oxidative damage that can cause cancer down the road for you? So it gets a lot deeper.
Yeah, it totally does. And and what would you say too, Monica, because this is such a big topic. And I think for so many listeners too, when would they even start to think about this type of testing? Like, when would you suggest, or maybe with, you know, your own clients, when would be a good time to test for this kind of stuff?
Yeah. So, I mean, to be honest with you, it's good to test your baseline hormones. So you don't have to have symptoms to do testing. It's okay. Good to know, like, I feel good in my body and this is what good looks like for me.
That's such a great, great point, because it's true. Baseline info is, yeah, I think that's great. Now I want to get my hormones tested, because like, what do my progesterone and estradiol look like right now? It's good intel.
It's such good intel. Point. This way, you know, like, I felt my best and this is what my hormones were doing. This is the levels they were at. So then, you know, you have something to compare, because let's say, You know, you wait and you don't do anything until you feel absolutely crappy. Like me, I didn't really get a true baseline. I felt so exhausted that I was like, oh my gosh, all my hormones were tanked basically. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't even know what my optimal ever looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, now I have an idea of where my optimal's at, but like in my 20s, I don't know. Nobody tested this. I didn't know to test it, right?
Yeah.
But for women who are, you know, experiencing different types of symptoms, like maybe there's this fatigue, or maybe they are struggling to lose weight, yet they're putting in effort. They know that they are watching what they eat. It's not like they're overeating and eating all this junk. They know what they're doing should be giving them the weight loss results, and it's not. You definitely want to see what's going on with your hormones. Even like digestive issues, bowel movement irregularities, they can be tied to your hormones. Like we sometimes don't we forget that everything's interconnected in the body, and your hormones are these chemical messengers that basically send messages from one cell to another for the body to do its work. And so if something's not right, yeah, your hormones are definitely involved.
Yeah. And that's, I love hearing that message too, because we either forget or don't know that hormones are, they are the major communicator.
Yeah.
And I think this is such, I know we're just scratching the surface here, but I have learned so much already about, first of all, that we can test all of this stuff, and you are certified to do all of this testing, which is amazing. And just the empowerment of this education for women too. And I think it's really encouraging to know that there are other things out there. If you are a listener and you are listening to Monica and I, and you have tried everything in the book and you're still feeling exhausted and you're still holding on to stubborn weight, and you still, maybe you're having a terrible time with bowel routine, you know, getting some hormone testing done is a great thing, or could be a great next step.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to give you some more insight into what's happening in the body.
Yeah. And I know cortisol is a big, you know, is a big thing right now. And Monica, I want to ask you, because you are the hormone expert, action steps to rebalance cortisol. If there were three tips that you could give our listeners that do support healthy cortisol levels, what would those be?
Yeah, I'm going to give them to you. So this is like my favorite question ever.
Yeah.
First and foremost, get off screens at least 1 hour before bed.
Ooh.
And I know you guys aren't going to like this one, but you just like those screens, the blue light, even like the white light, it is disrupting your circadian rhythm. So what it actually does is it disrupts your melatonin production. So you're not going to have such a deep sleep, and you need sleep for healthy, balanced hormones, for every single hormone, even just in general, to feel good in your body. And so when that pattern is disrupted, it actually starts like in the evening. So that would be my first thing. If you are someone who's like, oh, but I have these deadlines for work, or you have to do something that involves a screen, please invest in a pair of blue light blocking glasses at the very least.
Yeah.
And I would say, and especially if sleep is already an issue for you, put those glasses on from dinner and onwards. Have them on for the rest of the day. That is like number one.
Smart.
Number two, first thing in the morning when you wake up, I would say like within 30 minutes, try to get sun on your face. And I know that that can be a little bit challenging, especially when, you know,
live in Canada.
Yes. When you live in Canada, or even like some of the states where it's just dark until like seven, and some days are just super gloomy. Just know that when it's bright outside, even when it's not bright outside, even when it's gloomy, the sun's still there. So go outside and get some of that natural light exposure on your eyes. So don't wear sunglasses. Like, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to burn.
Yeah.
You really want to be able to get those sun rays to hit your face, or just get that sunlight exposure on yourself, because that's going to help regulate your circadian rhythm. I also say, like, to add on to that is to go for a walk, to make sure that it improves that cortisol spike in the morning, so that you have a healthy cortisol awakening response.
Right. That natural increase.
Yes. Movement will help. So if you're someone who's waking up and you're already feeling kind of sluggish, where getting out of bed is hard, or you're snoozing the alarm multiple times, just getting a little bit of movement in, and this doesn't mean like join a boot camp. This means literally get up, go outside, go for a walk. Gentle movement is good. So that's what I would definitely recommend. And then the third thing is don't skip meals. Like eat three meals a day, balance your blood sugar, because that is going to have a profound effect on your cortisol.
Oh, whenever, Monica, say that again. Don't skip your meals.
No more skipping meals. You're not allowed. It will disrupt your cortisol if you skip meals, and that's because it'll affect your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And when insulin is dysregulated, what ends up happening is it actually increases cortisol in the body.
Okay. So decrease blue light an hour before, or the screen time an hour before bed helps with getting it at least. Okay. At least that's great. In the morning, getting that sun exposure. If it is absolutely pouring rain outside, I don't know, Monica, if you use like, do you have like a red light or anything like that at your place? What do you use?
Red light is great. Some other things that are good too. I used this before I could invest in a red light was the happy light. Like anything like that is great too. So whatever is in your budget, but that definitely works. It's great.
Awesome. Happy light. Okay. I'm going to look into that. And the third one, eat meals at scheduled times versus skipping or prolonging. Is there a specific time frame? I know I like to say, you know, like 4 hours-ish, but what about you? Do you have a recommendation in terms of like that consistent fuel throughout the day?
Yeah. I think every 3 to 4 hours. And when people are so, and I just know this because I went through this and I've worked with so many clients who are in that like exhaustive phase, you might actually also have to include snacks just to keep that blood sugar more balanced. So really, like when you eat a meal, you should be satisfied and fully satiated for at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you need to reassess what you're eating and how much, because you either probably need to increase protein or increase fats. Or if you're already eating a lot of protein and you have a good amount of fats, then maybe you're just someone who needs a little extra carbs on that plate.
Yep. Carbs, fiber, a little bit more calories.
Yep.
Well, those are amazing, amazing tips and so actionable. So thank you so much, Monica. And I just want to thank you for your expertise and your time and just sharing all of that wealth of knowledge over the last almost 2 decades. And bringing your wealth of knowledge to our listeners today. So thank you so much. Where can listeners find you? Like Monica's got an amazing Instagram page. Like tell everybody where they can find you or how to get in touch with you.
Of course. So Instagram definitely is my favorite. I love receiving Instagram DMs. So you can come find me on Instagram. It's at Monica E. Eva. I'm sure Leah will drop it for you in the show notes.
I will.
Monica is with a K, and so it's a little bit different, but you'll see me there. And I'd love to share a free preliminary hormone assessment with you guys. So I'll send that link over as well to you, Leah, so you can drop it in the show notes. But it's just a great way for you to just do a little mini pre-screening to see, like, you know, are you barking up the right tree? Is it hormones that could be causing what you're experiencing?
Yeah, I think that's such a powerful tool because, like you said, even if you're feeling top notch and great in your body right now, this is a great time to collect insight and see where your hormones are at. Or if you feel like absolute garbage, this is also a great time to gain that insight and see what's going on internally. So thank you so much for that gift, Monica. I'll drop that info in the show notes for sure. And any other last words for our listeners before we sign off today?
You know, last words would be just trust yourself and trust your body. Like your body knows when something feels off. So don't let someone else who doesn't live in your body tell you that everything's fine when you know things aren't.
Mm-hmm. What a way to end off this session. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks again, Monica. Everybody, this is Monica Eva. She is a certified hormone nutritionist, a friend and colleague of mine. Give her a follow on Instagram and check out the show notes today to gain access to that hormone test she's been talking about. And I'll drop her contact info there. So thank you again, guys. And we'll catch you next week in the Reclaim podcast. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to this week's episode of the Reclaim podcast. It has been so awesome to interview our guest expert this week. Check out the show notes to learn more about connecting with them. And for those of you who are looking to just learn a little bit more about my coaching services, check out the show notes. There's an application link there. Also my website, leahvandolder.com, or you could just hit me up on Instagram at leahvandolder. Thank you so much, guys. We'll chat to you next week.